In the world of men's professional sports, many women are breaking through and making their mark.
They're not going to be looking at him sideways.
The reason why I take so much objection
He is literally running with the entire team.
The NBA is actually facing backlash on both sides.
Their stories are told here on Spain and Company. Time for this edition of Game Changers.
Joining us now on the Shell Penzel Performance Line, Kim Davis, Executive VP for Social Impact, Growth Initiatives, and Legislative Affairs at the National Hockey League. I met Kim briefly at our ESPNW summit last year, and I'm so excited to pick your brain because I had so many questions after we had our brief chat. Let's talk about your background. So 2 decades at JP Morgan Chase before you joined the NHL in 2017. What prompts that decision to pivot to sports?
Well, there's actually something between J.P. Morgan and the NHL, and that was 4 years with a CEO advisory firm called Teneo. And during my time at Teneo, we engaged in an assignment with the NHL, and I led that assignment to help the NHL think about its marketing assets. And during that time, I met Commissioner Gary Bettman, and through our relationship and the work that I did for the NHL, I was asked to come and take on a new position that he created.
So out of about 1,000 players in the league, only 30 are black, and smaller number percentages for coaches and staff within the NHL. When you hear that and you are brought on to increase diversity and work in growth for the sport, do you find that to be an exciting challenge or a bit intimidating to not only be a woman in a male-dominated space, but also be a black woman who's trying to create diversity in a space that's kind of stereotypically very, very white?
I find it extremely exhilarating and exciting. When I think about creating a welcoming and inclusive environment for our sport, you know, I start by thinking about demographic shifts across North America and how that's going to have implications for our business over the course of the next 10 to 20 years. And so I'm excited by the opportunity.
Talking to Kim Davis, Executive VP for Social Impact, Growth Initiatives, and Legislative Affairs at the National Hockey League here on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio. What are some specific approaches or events or ways that you've tried to introduce hockey to different people and demos?
So the league had been engaged in a program called Hockey is for Everyone, where they had reached out in 27 communities to bring hockey programming and educational opportunities to low-income kids, and that work had been going on. So I didn't start from a zero base. There were opportunities that had already existed in the league that I was able to amplify and really take the work to the next level. But as importantly, we needed to look at not just reaching out across race, but across ethnicity and gender in a much more intentional way. So one of my first initiatives was to ensure that when we talked about Hockey is for Everyone, that we looked at it from the broadest perspective, particularly given the demographic shifts around women. Not only are women fastest growing in the United States and Canada, but our fan base is almost 40% women. And so there is a real clarion call for us to be much more intentional about girls' hockey. So these are some of the things that we've been working on, and I think we're really starting to see some successes around.
Sarah Spain at Spain & Company talking to Kim Davis of the NHL for Game Changers. As someone who works in a lot of predominantly male spaces and who's kind of pushing on the way things have always been, without any specifics necessarily, how have you found working with specific teams, players, front offices? Has there been some places where you feel like they're all bought in, and then other places where it takes a little bit more massaging to get them to release sort of expectations for what they've always done?
Well, I think, you know, there's no one size fits all. And I think I've brought that perspective to our league, and I think the clubs have appreciated that. We've really drilled down with the clubs to understand what the specific demographic shifts have been in their particular markets and how we can apply that data to how they do outreach in a much more intentional way. I have not had anything but truly a welcoming from ownership to leadership across the board, and I haven't found any markets where I've had any difficulty. I've tried to position myself as a trusted advisor and a consultant to the club, so that, you know, I'm not there to tell them how to run their business, but I'm there to bring best practices, and that's been very effective.
So specifically, I know you focus a whole lot on ideas of diversifying, whether that's ethnicity, race, or gender, but your title is a lengthy one. I'll say it again. Kim Davis, Executive VP for Social Impact, Growth Initiatives, and Legislative Affairs at the National Hockey League. So what would you say your duties are? What on an everyday basis, what takes up most of your time?
Yep. So I spend time, number one, on the growth side, looking at youth hockey and how we can use youth hockey as a lever to and a base to build our future fandom. So the Industry Growth Fund was created through the last collective bargaining agreement between the PA and the league, and we work closely with them on an $80 million fund that was created almost 5 years ago to make hockey more cost-effective and to reduce some of the barriers of entry to the sport. So that's a significant mm-hmm. part of my job. I also have responsibility for the NHL Foundation and all of our work that we're doing in corporate social responsibility. And then our partnerships and our ability to use our presence on Capitol Hill and in Ottawa, Canada, to further build relationships and to show the economic value of our sport in communities.
Yeah. So, you know, perception is reality for some, but I think a lot of people would argue that the actual reality of the NHL has been significantly changing over recent years. What do you want people to know about who the NHL really is when it comes to inclusivity and embracing people beyond what we stereotypically think make up the league?
Yeah, I think what people should know is that, number one, there has been a history of inclusion in the sport. Are we where we want to be and need to be? I don't think so, but we're not starting from a zero base, which often people think we are. I think a great example of that is the history of blacks in the sport dating back to before the National Hockey League existed. Many people don't know that, so part of my job is to amplify a lot of the facts and to reduce many of the perceptions about the sport that have existed in many communities, particularly communities of color.
And when some of those stories end up going public, whether that's, you know, a history with a racial slur from a coach who has since, you know, been let go, or that's a player who's speaking publicly about not feeling particularly welcome in certain markets, how do you handle their personal perspective, the players involved in those incidents, and what might go public and become a perception of people with the efforts behind the scenes? How do you make sure that people, you know, balance those two?
I think what we seek to do is to try to be as authentic and as transparent as possible. We don't control every aspect of the hockey ecosystem, but for sure we can influence it, and so we spend a lot of time with those in positions of power within youth hockey and all of the governing bodies, really trying to make sure that as the North Star, we can use our influence and our expertise and our data to help move them along the continuum and to bring resources to them so that they can be consistent in how their parts of the ecosystem are open and welcoming.
Right, right. Have that sort of top-down messaging. We're talking to Kim Davis on Game Changers at Spain & Company on ESPN Radio. Before I let you go, I'm curious, what's your best advice for someone who's trying to make it in a business that's maybe male-dominated or full of people that don't necessarily look like them or have their background?
Focus on the things you can control and not the things you can't. You can't control your ethnicity, race, gender, but you sure can control the contributions and the preparation that you bring to a job. And I think if you focus on your competencies and your capabilities and let people see that, I think you will be successful. And that has been sort of my formula for success over the past 35 years.
Well, it's so fantastic to hear about all these initiatives and to see some of the really interesting and cool work you're doing. And if people want to hear even more detail about some of the cool initiatives that Kim Davis and the NHL are involved in, Greg Wyshynski just wrote a great piece for ESPN.com that you can go Google and find about how she's pushing the NHL into some diverse territory. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us, Kim. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.